In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, this is letter number 3651. Baruch Hashem, the 20th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Rav Agon, Rav Achosi, Yishir Elikim, Barenu, Shner Zalman, Sheyichya Garelik. He was the rabbi in Kfar Chabad, Sholom of Rocha. The Rebbe says, my letter in honor of your birthday, for sure you have received it in a timely way. And the Rebbe said, behold, the Rebbe says, I'm sure that people turn to you with a question about how to conduct themselves when a woman is afraid to become pregnant. And here, it's interesting that the Rebbe is taking the initiative to tell the rabbi of Kfar Chabad what the Chabad position in this halachic question, what to do in this quid. Apparently, that many of the responses of the Hungarian rabbis are very strict about it. But the Rebbe says, in many cases, look into there. Not sure what the Rebbe means with it, but the Rebbe says that's not the opinion of the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, in the response of Ibn Ezra, chapter 89. He is lenient in many ways, even by putting a much, a cloth, or something like that before intimacy, if there is an instruction of the doctor. I guess that many of them are, the rabbis, the Hungarian rabbis, are more stringent, and they advocate abstinence, but we know that in many cases that doesn't work, as the Rebbe will articulate later on. The Tzemach Tzedek is definitely more lenient. Even some people will have a problem with putting in a cloth, that would be wasting the seed. But the Rebbe says, if there is an instruction of a doctor, then you can even do it in that way. So the Rebbe says, since the main idea is to be careful from the known sin, so if the one who's being asked, like the rabbi is being asked, will instruct abstinence, so in most of the cases, and the Rebbe says, especially due to our great sins in our generation, even more, this would be bringing to the big sin of wasting one's sin, God forbid, which is the entire opposite intent of those stringent in it. They don't want you to do through these ways because they consider that wasting the seed, but they are actually going to cause, in most cases, the Rebbe says, especially in our generation, to do the opposite. So the Rebbe says, had there not been the allowance, so there's no choice. But since we have the response of the Tzemach Tzedek in front of our eyes, in my opinion, you don't have to be machmir, that the doctor should say with a full mouth that this is actually a danger. Especially, the Rebbe says, in our generations, which is a weak generation, is abstinence makes a bad imprint on the nerves and on health generally, both of the husband and of the woman. And if the doctor will be explained to that the Jewish people are not like the Egyptians, like Mitzrim or Ivrim, and even those who stumble in wasting their seed, afterwards they regret it, and they come to bitterness, and they come to depression, etc., etc. And we don't know the end result of it. So, for sure, he will give his opinion in more stringent manner, meaning it's not such an easy thing for the doctor to say, no, we don't, that's not an option for the Jewish people. And therefore, we can say that one who is lenient in instructing this way, notwithstanding the severity of the idea on its own, as explained in Niglan Chassidus, so not only that he doesn't cause a loss to the one who's asking, because besides that, the majority, the one who asked, would have violated, but in a more stringent way. Also, because there is not, in that case, there's no stopping or limitation, there's no other person involved. But when we talk about placing this cloth, that is not something which is hinges on him. There's some unclean days in between. And basically, if it's this way, there is moral limitations. But this would actually also help health physically and also health spiritually. And the Rebbe says, for you, this is something which is sufficient. The Rebbe is basically instructing the rabbi to allow people, if in a case that the doctor or when the woman is afraid to become pregnant, even by putting a cloth, there is a doctor's direction. Rebbe basically is saying that the rabbi that is being asked and he wants to be stringent about it actually causes not only further sin by the other person, but the it's health-wise, it brings to a lot of other, you know, worse things. So the Rebbe suggests that that's the way the instruction should be, and it should allow through a mocha. Of course, I'm just reading this letter quickly over here. This is not meant to rule at all, but to ask your local qualified rabbi.